Question was asked, do we have to anticipate Mashiach's coming any minute? So let's see the sources. The question was asked, is one going to be questioned in his afterlife? Were you waiting every minute for Mashiach to come? So that's a good question. Let's see what the Talmud tells us. Our story begins in Tractate Shabbos. Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Talmud tells us what's going to happen when we come to heaven. So it says like this. Amar Rava. Rava said, Bishash machnisin adam nedin. In the time that they bring a person before the heavenly court, Omrim lo, they say to him, Nasata venatata be'muna. Were you honest in your business dealings? That's number one. Were you faithful? When you said you'd do something, you did it. When you said you'd set a price, did you stick to it? Kavata itim la Torah. Did you have set times to learn? Because you have to work, you have to make a living, but you also have to set time to learn, otherwise it doesn't happen. So the next question they're going to ask you, the first question is, okay, you spent most of your life doing business, making money, dealing with your livelihood. Well, were you honest in that? Were you faithful in that? That's question number one. Question number two, did you set time within all of that to learn Torah every day? Kavata itim na Torah. Did you have set time for Torah? Question number three, you end your day. You've worked. You've learned. You come home. Did you build a family? Asakta bepiriya verivya? Were you involved in procreating and having children and building a family? Question number four, where were you philosophically in all this? Sipita li Yeshua. That's the question you said. What does it mean, Sipita li Yeshua? The literal meaning of the words is, did you anticipate salvation? Okay, what's that talking about? So Rashi says, Lidivrei Nevi'im. Did you anticipate the words of the prophets? That's number one. But we have some commentaries here. So first of all, Rashi's interpretation is, did you anticipate that the words of the prophets will come true? Doesn't mean they'll come true this second or that second. In general, I anticipate the words of the prophets will come true. But Rabbeinu Hananel, or in the Ran, quotes Rashi, and he says, what it means is, did you anticipate that in your days the words of the prophets will come true? Not as something far out. Of course, say if you're not an apostate, if you're not an apikores, then you believe that the words of the prophets are true. At some point they'll happen. The idea here is, did you believe that in your lifetime it could happen, the words of the prophets? It's still not talking about today. It means in general, in your lifetime, you believe it's a reality, it can happen. So that's number two. If we move on, the Marsha says that we can understand it means at every moment in one's life. But then it means salvation from whatever troubles you're living with. Meaning we all have issues we have to deal with in life. Sipita li Yeshua, if we say it means, did you anticipate at any minute there'd be a salvation? That means from whatever issue you're dealing with. That's why it's referred to in the verse as Yeshuot, multiple salvations, because there are multiple issues in everyone's life they want salvation from. So far, these are the interpretations we have, right? We have Rashi, which means in general, the words of the prophets, did you anticipate they'll come true? We have the Ran or Rabbeinu Hananel, it's not clear who it is. It's attributed to the Ran, but they say it's really Rabbeinu Hananel, that commentary. Either way, it's an early, important Rishon who says, it means that you anticipate the words of the prophets would come true in your days. So he takes Rashi and he says, you have to understand what Rashi meant to say is, in your lifetime, did you anticipate the words of the prophets can come true? It still doesn't mean tomorrow. It means in a general sense. Then you have the Marsha who says, no, it means you have to anticipate tomorrow that you can have salvation. God's running the world, and within your life, there are issues you need salvation, there are issues you need resolved. You have to anticipate that could happen at any minute, and that's what it's talking about. Okay. So where does this come from that people say you should anticipate Mashiach at any minute? So someone compiled an outline of the 13 principles of faith that people say at the end of their davening. I don't know who compiled this. But let's go look at the Rambam. When the Rambam spoke about this principle of faith of anticipating Mashiach, the Rambam said something about it, about when I should anticipate it. So the Rambam writes, the 12th foundation is, we have the Rambam's commentary on Mishnah and his introduction to the 10th chapter of Sanhedrin. The Rambam writes, V'hu leha'amin v'le'amet sheyavo. That's to believe, to clarify that it's true, that Mashiach is going to come. The days of the Mashiach are going to come. V'lo yachshov sheyit acher. Here there are two versions here, whether it means sheyit acher or shenit acher. A person shouldn't think that he's being detained. Im yitmamea chakelo. If he's being delayed, wait. Mashiach's going to come. It's been a millennium or two millennium by now. So wait. V'lo yasim lo zman. Now, what did the Rambam just say? Don't give Mashiach a time. Don't look at Mashiach and say, well, he better come by 6,000 years. He better come by this day. V'lo yaseh lo svarot b'mikraot lo tzizman biyato. And a person shouldn't go through the verses and decide based on verses, oh, Mashiach must come at this time. V'chachamim omrim, and on the contrary, our sages say, tipach ruchan shel choshvei kitzin. May the spirit of those who try to figure out times when Mashiach's going to come, may their spirit explode.
Whoa.
Not such nice words, right? So our sages didn't believe in this idea that we should give him a time when he's going to come. V'shiamin shiyeh lo yitron u'mala, etc. And then he discusses what we should believe the Mashiach's going to be, how great he's going to be, etc. So you can argue that the Rambam in the beginning said, you shouldn't think he's being delayed. What did he mean by that? But if you read the full context, that doesn't seem to be what he's saying. He's saying, you have to understand that we're waiting for him in general, but obviously we're leading a productive life. We have no knowledge of his coming. Even if he'd come tomorrow, he'd have a lot of work to do, like the Rambam writes in the laws of Mashiach. The Rambam writes that there's a lot Mashiach has to do to prove his case. It's not like he's landing on a UFO. Hi, I'm here, guys. Okay, this is it. There's a lot of work he's got to do. He's got to lead wars. He's got to judge Am Yisrael. He's got to help us do tshuva. He's got to help us have all of Eretz Yisrael and a temple. He's got a lot to do. So this idea that any minute Mashiach's coming tomorrow, I don't know. I know that someone wrote it in the Siddur. I don't know who it is. I don't know where it comes from. I don't think it was around 800 years ago. So who wrote it? B'chol yom achakelo, I wait for him every day. Yeah, in general, that's what the Rambam says. I'm waiting for him. But does that mean I'm waiting for him to come today? I'm waiting for him in general today to come. Yes, I anticipate his coming. I want that situation where the world is propelled forward, there's clarity in the world, and in that sense, I'm waiting for him. But not in the sense that I won't get a job tomorrow or I won't buy life insurance because, hey, Mashiach's coming, right? So why should I get life insurance? Everything's going to be okay. I don't think that's the meaning of I wait for him every day. In general, I await his coming. Yes, there's a Mashiach, and he is supposed to come, and it's part of our perspective on life that the world is headed to a more positive place. And in general, I anticipate that great leader coming. But he has a lot of work to do to prove to us that he's Mashiach. He's got to really be a great leader. So it's not like 1, 2, 3, there, Mashiach's here, everything's great.
Isn't there a joke about the guy that is...